Timmins, Ant. Weather delayed evacuees arriving from Cachetuan earlier this week, but hundreds of people have landed in Timmins. By the end of the week, the city of Timmins expects 475 people from the remote First Nation on the James Bay coast to be in town. Vulnerable residents from Fort Albany are also being evacuated starting Friday, though their preferred host community is Mississauga. People are being evacuated from the community on the Albany River due to the threat of flooding with the spring ice breakup on the river. In Timmins, they will be staying at the Ramada Inn and Microtel Inn and Suites. Timmins Fire Chief Bernie Stanza said that 172 people arrived on Wednesday, and they're expecting the same number today. They were supposed to start on Monday, but there was freezing rain, and Tuesday was the same thing, so they started Wednesday, he said. Four flights arrived Wednesday with four more on the way. The process is going smoothly so far. Things are going well and they've got a great time in place taking care of things at the Ramada, said Stanza. I'm very impressed with it. It's not known how long the evacuees will be in Timmins. Moose Factory Island Fire and Rescue take part in regular flights to report the state of the area's rivers. The results are shared on its Facebook page. A surveillance flight this morning saw the Moose River breakup occurring 15.1 kilometers from Moose Factory and Moosewani, and there's a 20-kilometer-long ice jam behind it. While the group reports the Moose River water levels are moderately high, it says that's expected for this time of year. Residents are urged to stay off the ice and keep children away from the shoreline in Moosewani and Moose Factory. Another surveillance flight is being done tonight. Fort Albany First Nation, which is near Cachetuan and also on the Albany River, held a live stream on April 18 to update the community about flooding. Deputy Chief Terry Metatawabin said that recent reports of high water levels in James Bay, Albany River and the Muskeg Interior poses a potential high flood threat as this year's heavy snow melts. Residents were warned to keep snowmobiles off the river as well, as the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry has reported that the ice breakup would likely reach the community today or tomorrow. There's really some serious reporting from MNRF about the river flow upriver from us, said Metatawabin. Representatives from Indigenous Service Canada, Winnebago Area Health Authority, WAHA, Canadian Rangers and Emergency Services were present at the livestream. The evacuee priorities and considerations will be medical evacuees and those receiving home care through PHS or residing in healthcare facilities like WAHA, said Metatawabin. The primary evacuees will be those that present a higher level of vulnerability, such as members with respiratory issues, elders, expectant women, young children under 5 years old, and members requiring specialized care in mental wellness. The total membership within the community is 670 people and 170 families. Fort Albany's preferred location for evacuation is in Mississauga. They are working on translation support, trips to Toronto, pet support and medication support for those who are evacuating. It's important that we provide the support we can, said Metatawabin. The priority to vulnerable members was also given in Cachetuan, when their evacuation began this week.